tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone, from the North Pole Tracking Center for North America. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa has been in flight for more than 26 hours now, and he continues at this hour somewhere over the frozen tundra of Manitoba in Canada. But we've got an eyewitness report coming from Duluth, Minnesota. Here to share with you, and joining me now is reporter Marie Dawkins from KQDS Radio in Duluth. Marie!
Hello, Red. It was just like any other traffic report you'd do after midnight, and it nearly made us crash the helicopter.
Who does a traffic report at midnight, Marie? Can it be that busy in Duluth? At midnight? On Christmas?
Well, actually, it was a little sparse, Red. But that's what made seeing a flying sleigh so spectacular.
What happened?
We saw him from far off, and he saw us and flew right over.
Was he going fast?
No, in fact, he came over real close, stopped in mid-flight, and kind of hovered and waved. He said Merry Christmas and tossed a couple of stockings into our cockpit. Then he waved again and took off.
Ho, 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 ho! That's Santa! Always taking care of the working folks on Christmas. Great report, Marie. We'll let you get back to the harried traffic of Duluth. From Pahrump, where the roads are clear and the lights are all green, I'm Alfred Stocking reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.